From KXEI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit down with our friends from the University of Arizona to discuss what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Josh Castillo. Welcome to Thesis Thursday, Josh.
Hi, Bridget.
What are you doing at the U of A these days?
So the lab I work in is a fly lab. We use a fruit fly as our model organism to study things such as ALS, which is a neurodegenerative disease. The protein I look at specifically is called PIK5. PIK5 helps with membrane trafficking in the cell. I'm building a stock of flies currently that has PIK5 and the mutated version of a protein called TDP43. And TDP43 is a protein that we commonly see in patients with ALS. So I have one fly with the mutated version, one fly with the human wild type version, which is like the normal version, and then I have PIK5. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to mix the three together. If it goes well, it should have what I'm looking for genetically. So it should have both the mutant DNA and the PIK5.
Once you get your dream flies, what will the flies do then?
They're just going to be used for future experiments. What I'm going to be doing with the flies that I get, I'm probably going to be doing something called larval turning.
I think I know about this.
Yeah.
So the larval turning is where you flip them over and then you wait to see how long it takes them to flip back.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It kind of tests their locomotor action. In addition to that, I'm also going to be putting those flies into a lifespan experiment, just test how long the flies can live.
What is the connection between the fruit flies and ALS?
Fruit flies are pretty genetically similar to humans, actually. So they make a very good model for testing out different therapies.
How long does it take for fruit flies to get a new generation of them?
Generally, it takes around 10 days from when you first mix the males and the females and they start laying eggs for you to get more adults.
10 days? That's fast. I mean, they talk about time flying. Time really flies for flies.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep testing flies till you find the right one. Like, do you go through all of them or do you just take a sampling?
There's different markers that we search for. So whether or not it has curly, it has straight wings that line up with what genetics it also has. There's also just like hairy armpits, hairy shoulders, things like that.
Okay. It's really hard for me to picture a fly armpit, but yes.
I can send you a picture if you want.
So when you find a fly that's like the perfect specimen, does it get isolated? Do you put it in a special isolation chamber so that you don't lose it?
Yeah, I have a tray of vials that I just keep the flies in. And, you know, you want to separate the males and the females so they don't mate before you know, like, you have what you need for sure.
Okay, Josh, how do you do that? How do you herd flies?
We put them to sleep first with CO2. So when you look at them under the microscope, you just take a paintbrush and move them around and look for the specific markers.
ALS is a really devastating disease, and it's really good that you're helping to get as much research as possible. Thank you for the work you're doing, Josh. That's pretty incredible.
Thank you.
What are you going to do after graduation?
I'm actually planning on taking the MCAT, and then I'm going to try to apply to med school. I would like to become a doctor.
What kind of doctor?
I get asked that a lot. I'm honestly not entirely sure yet. First step, I got to get into med school.
Good luck to you, Josh. Should I say future Dr. Castillo?
Aw, thanks.
What about music? Do you like music?
Oh, I love music. I've been listening to a lot of Adele recently. There's just something about hearing her voice. Phenomenal. It's so good.
She's got it. She's got that special something.
She really does.
Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today. It was fun talking to you about your flies.
Thank you for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. The music you're hearing is brought to you by Crow Wander. The name of the track is Your Eyes. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.